This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Eat Great, Live Well Radio, your trusted source for the information you need to take control of your health and your life. No complicated medical speak, just straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the foods you love. Now, here's the host of Eat Great, Live Well Radio, food psychology coach and best-selling author, Janelle McCauley.
Hi, and welcome to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm Janelle McCauley, and I'm so glad you decided to join me today. My promise to you is that if you take action on the information we provide each week, you will transform your health and your life. Before I introduce my guest for today's show, I want to invite you to go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com and download our free ebook, Do You Wish Your Kids Ate Better? It's packed with quick and easy ideas for making mealtime family-friendly, fun, and healthy. So get your free copy today and connect with us on social media and share your comments. Go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com. We've got another great show planned for you today, so grab your pen and paper and your favorite beverage, and let's get started. I'm really excited about today's guest. Her name is Laura Alley, and she's a Senior Manager of Nutrition and Regulatory Affairs for Starkist. She's also a registered dietitian with more than 25 years of experience helping patients eat and live healthier. In her current role with Starkist, she serves as the company's nutrition advisor, recipe developer, and the driver of their health and wellness initiatives. She also oversees the regulatory and nutrition labeling initiatives for the company. Laura is a contributing editor to the American Dietetic Association's book, Healthy Eating Across America, as well as numerous national magazines for healthy eating. On today's show, Laura is going to be talking about the benefits of including seafood in a balanced, healthy diet, and she's going to share some of her best and favorite recipes with us. It's great to have you on the show today, Laura.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
I'm really excited about this conversation, and I learned so much more about tuna and, you know, the options and what we can do at the dietitians conference. And, you know, I'd love to start our conversation to really help people understand a little bit more about your background and what it means to be the manager of nutrition and regulatory affairs for Starkist.
Sure. So, as you mentioned, I'm a registered dietitian, and I've been working in the field for over 25 years. I started my career actually in the hospital, working at one of the university hospitals here in, I live in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And, you know, I worked with a variety of clientele and patients. For many years, I worked in the Cancer Institute, working with people either who had cancer or who were recovering from it, and helping them learn how to eat and what foods to add to make them healthy and keep them healthy. And after that, I worked in our outpatient area. And with that, I was helping people, you know, learn how to incorporate foods to either manage heart disease, high blood pressure, or help them lose weight or diabetes. And from, you know, from those experiences, I love food. That's why I became a dietitian. I love food. I love to cook. I love eating. And what I really enjoyed about those jobs was helping people find food that fit their lifestyle and helped them get healthy and be healthy. And so when I decided to kind of change direction in my career and start working with the food industry, the reason I did that was I thought, you know, this is a perfect way to help people learn how to incorporate some of these really great foods that are out in the marketplace in their meals and help the companies make sure that, you know, we're providing good, healthy food for Americans. So, you know, with my role at StarKist, what I do is I work with our product developers. I work with our research group to, you know, tuna is our primary product. We have other types of seafood also, but tuna is the primary one. But, you know, let's make sure that we're offering the healthiest, offering it in the healthiest way we possibly can. I do a lot of our recipe development for our website, so making sure we have a variety of different recipes that are, you know, quick and easy, and things that that most consumers could pick up a pouch of tuna and head off to the kitchen and make a really tasty meal.
I love that. And you were doing this way before it really even became popular or we heard a lot about it. And I love that you say you love food, and because I think people think of often eating healthy and of eating without flavor, eating foods that, having to give up all the foods they like. And it really is about just making good choices and learning to eat healthfully and put it together in a way that you really enjoy it, and it's not about giving up anything.
If anything, I think eating healthy, you end up with more flavor and better tasting food sometimes. So, no, I agree. I think that's, you know, that's what I love so much about what I do is, you know, here's some really great healthy and really flavorful foods that you can eat, and here's some great ways to enjoy seafood. So, yeah, I think that's a misperception. Eating healthy can be very flavorful and tasty.
Absolutely. And I love when I was reading your bio and looking at that, I love that you, the part that says you're a recipe developer. So how do you come up with new recipes and new ideas?
That's a great question. Well, because I love food, I love to eat. I love trying new restaurants and reading cookbooks and reading magazines. So I think a lot of what I do just in my own spare time revolves around food. So whether it's trying a new restaurant and seeing some different new flavors that are, you know, combined, or reading new magazines and just kind of getting ideas from what some of the new trends are. And then I just go into my kitchen and pull out what I have in my pantry and start putting things together. It's kind of a combination of watching trends, seeing what other people are doing, experiencing different flavors and different foods when I eat out, and then trying it at home.
Mm-hmm. We, you know, one of the things that at the conference where we met, they had the half of the avocado with the tuna in it, and it was so good and so simple. And I think we often forget that we can still have a healthy lunch or a healthy snack, and it's really simple to do. So I love the fact that you really do help come up with simple recipes, simple ways that people can put combinations together and really enjoy it. And it was very, very flavorful. Matter of fact, we've had that a number of times since we came home.
Oh, I'm so glad you like it. Yeah, that's, you know, and that's one that I kind of came up with after really watching some trends. You're hearing more and more about avocados and how healthy they are. And I thought, you know, it goes really well with tuna. Why not kind of, let's see if we can't come up with a really fresh tuna salad to put in the avocado. And that's really one of my favorites, because I love the combination of the avocado with the mango and the tuna. It works really well together.
Absolutely. Is there anyone that shouldn't eat seafood, or is that something that can benefit every diet?
No, really, everyone should be eating seafood. It can, from children through adults, it's really important to include it in our diets. That you're just gaining so many different nutrients and health benefits from adding seafood. So everyone, no matter what their age or stage in life, can benefit from the nutrients that are in different types of seafood.
Why do you think so many people kind of stay, it seems like when I talk to people, and it may just be a perception, but that people tend to stay away from seafood. They're not really familiar with it, and they don't know what to do with it. So when you don't know what to do, you just do nothing.
Exactly. And I think, that it's I'm not sure how to cook it. I'm afraid I'm going to wreck it. So I'm just not going to make it at all. And I think also, I think another misperception is that it's really complicated and hard to cook with.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's one reason why people steer clear of it at home. It's also, fresh seafood can be kind of expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's a little hesitation there. If you're not sure how to cook it, I don't want to spend my money on the possibility that I'm not going to end up with a good meal. So I think that's part of it also. But I think mainly it's just they're not familiar with it and they don't know how to prepare it and don't know how easy it can be to make a seafood meal. So I think that's the main reason.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, and I'm hoping after our conversation today that people will really understand it's not a food to be afraid of, and I know that you're going to be sharing a lot about, different ways they can eat it and different things they can do. But before we go to break, I would love to ask you, and I'd love to ask this of all my guests, what motivates you to live healthy and to share information about healthy living? We call it your big why. I know you talked about your background and your education, but what is your big why to stay healthy, and how has it motivated you to live a healthier life?
You know what? I think it comes from the way I grew up. My mom always made sure that our meals were very well balanced. We had lots of vegetables and fruits, and we ate healthy growing up. And I've been very fortunate to have very healthy parents who are, living very well into their 80s. And I think just watching them and seeing how they've lived their life, how they're very healthy, they eat healthy, they still exercise, having those role models, I've seen how they live and have compared them to other people I've known throughout my life who haven't followed that. And, I see a big difference there. So I think for me, it's having good role models growing up. They really showed me what living healthy means and how it can impact your life.
And I think that's so important. I think we often forget how our children watch what we do way more than they listen to what we say. So just to tell them to eat healthy or to eat, their vegetables or to sit down and eat, lunch, and then we're just grabbing and going, I think it's really important for us to model how to take time, how to sit down as a family, how to really try different foods. Because when you say eat it and then we're pushing it off our plate, the kids are looking at us thinking, wait a minute, why should I eat it if you're not eating it? So that role model is so important.
Yeah, kids definitely want to emulate what their parents do. So if you're not eating your vegetables, they're not going to eat their vegetables. So, yeah, I absolutely agree.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. But when we come back, I really want to have you talk a little bit more about how much seafood we should be eating and really why it's so beneficial to us and some of the health properties. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley, and today we're talking with Laura Alley with Starkist. And before the break, we just started talking about some of the benefits of seafood, but I really want to get into that a little bit more, Laura. And I'd love to have you share how much seafood is enough. What should we be trying to build into our diets, and what does a serving of it even look like?
Okay, sure. So the dietary guidelines for Americans, which really is kind of our guide of what we really should be eating, they recommend that Americans get at least 2 to 3 servings of fish a week. So a serving, you think of is about 3 ounces, 3 to 4 ounces. And if you think of a deck of cards, that's about a 3-ounce serving of fish, or, an iPhone case, iPhone. You're getting about 3 ounces in that size of fish. So 2 to 3 servings a week at a minimum. Most of us, though, we're getting less than 2 ounces, so not even a serving a week. So we've got a lot of work to do to get enough seafood in.
Wow. I mean, that statistic actually shocks me that it's that low.
Yeah, it's, and we've seen consumption dropping over the last probably 20 years. And at this point, I would say 80 to 90% of us are getting less than what is recommended.
Wow. So can you tell us a little bit about what makes it so important for us to eat seafood? What does it have that other types of proteins don't have?
Sure. So seafood, I think one of the main nutrients that you're going to find in most types, all types of seafood, in different levels and different types of seafood, but are omega-3 fatty acids. So you might be hearing you need to eat more omega-3 fatty acids for heart health. The types of fat that is found in seafood contains these omega-3s that really help support heart health. They help. They've been found to help reduce your risk of high blood pressure. They support brain health. There's more and more evidence showing that these nutrients are especially important for women who are pregnant or breastfeeding, because those omega-3s get into the breast milk, they get into your baby's system, and help your baby's growing brain and eyes. So the omega-3 fatty acids that are found in seafood are vitally important for all Americans to be getting. The other nutrients that are found in seafood that you're not going to find in other proteins would be vitamin D. Seafood is one of the few foods out there that have a natural source of vitamin D. Most Americans aren't getting anywhere near enough of vitamin D either, so this is a great way to get a little bit more in. There are other nutrients like B vitamins and selenium, antioxidant, that's in seafood. So all of these nutrients play a really important role in a variety of ways for us.
That's interesting with the vitamin D, because there's a lot of articles and a lot of talk out there about how people are really deficient in vitamin D. And, you know, there's, while, you know, you can take supplements to get a lot of vitamins that you need, in so many cases, there's just nothing like getting it from a food source, a healthy food source.
Right, exactly. You know, you can take a supplement, certainly, but I think, and I think there's something about the way that the nutrients interact together in the food, or, you know, you get such a nice mix when you're eating a variety of foods. You're really getting everything you need, and to get it naturally, I don't think there's anything that can really replace that. So, yeah, and vitamin D, the majority of us are deficient in it. Especially if you live in a northern climate like I do, and the winter months are pretty dark and dreary around here, you're not getting it from the sunlight. So you really do need to get it from food.
Absolutely. So that would be a great reason to eat more. And there is a lot of talk about the omega-3s and heart health. So if with these two big properties, I mean, there's a lot of nutrients that you just shared with us, but with those two being so prevalent in conversations, in the news, in all sorts of things, then since it's so healthy to eat fish, why are the stats so low? Why are we getting so much of it on a regular basis?
Well, I think, again, I think it kind of goes back to, you know, it's important, but I'm still not sure how to prepare it. It's too hard. I think I'll just take a supplement to get those nutrients. I think we're starting to see a change. I think we're starting to hear more and more about how important it is to eat seafood. So I'm hoping over the next 10 years we see those consumption patterns increase and people start eating more and more. And I think companies like StarKist are doing our best to try and make it as easy as possible for people to start including it back in their diets.
So what, you know, can you share with us maybe a recipe that you share with people who don't, you know, they're concerned that the flavor might be too strong? What's a way that we can start introducing this to our kids and getting them to try it where the flavor doesn't maybe overwhelm them? Because I know if you're not used to fish, sometimes the first time you take it, if you eat it alone, it might have a stronger flavor. But if you mix it with certain foods, they just give you amazing combinations. Do you have a recipe you can share with us?
Sure. A couple of them. I think to start with a milder fish, like a tilapia or a flounder, a nice light white fish, if you just pop that in the oven on 350 and bake it for 10 to 15 minutes. Take it out, squeeze a little lemon juice or lime juice over it, get that really fruity essence on the fish. You cut down on the fishy taste and you get a really nice burst of fresh flavor when you put it in your mouth. So I think that's one great way to do it. Another is, you know, I like our pouches of tuna that StarKist makes. We have a number that have different flavors already in them. So, you know, you take a lemon pepper tuna and put it on a salad, you've got that nice lemon flavor already there, sweet and spicy. It's got some Asian spices mixed in. So you're getting those seasonings along with the fish, and I think that sometimes really helps kind of, if you're not used to fish or you're not sure you really like the smell or the flavor of it, these pre-seasoned packages make it much easier to start including it in. Plus, it's easy. You just open the pouch and put it on your salad and you're ready to go.
That's a great way to have a healthy lunch. If you just, you know, get some lettuce and some vegetables, you could even put it in a Tupperware container, take it to work and take a pouch with some flavoring in it, put it on top, and you're getting your vegetables, but you're also getting your protein in a very flavorful way. If you do that, you don't even need salad dressing, so you can remove a lot of the unhealthy things and really get more of what your body needs.
Right. And it, you know, they make it a very easy way. There you go. You just got one serving of seafood in one of your 2 to 3 for the week.
Mm-hmm.
Just by doing that. So it makes it really convenient and easy, and it is a nice way to kind of introduce yourself back into seafood.
It is, and I think a lot of people that work in an office tend to go out because they say they don't have time to pack a lunch, but you can really get a bag of pre-done salad, put part of it in a container, and then take a pouch with you and then stick it in the fridge at work. And you've got a really simple, healthy meal. And I think that's one of the things that we've been trying so hard to convey to people. It can be easy. It really is more affordable than going out to a meal, and you're getting so much of what you need. And then go for a walk for 15 or 20 minutes rather than sitting in a restaurant or getting in your car and driving somewhere. So you're eating healthy and getting exercise, and it's costing you less. It's a win-win.
Yep. It is. It is. And, yeah, that's our goal. Keep it, make it easy. Keep it simple. It doesn't have to be hard.
Absolutely. And one of my favorite things to do with tilapia is I love fish tacos. So I love to cook the fish and then, you know, put it in a tortilla with some cabbage and a couple other things. And it's a really filling, flavorful meal. And it's another way to get, you know, another serving of fish.
It is. And you know what? Fish tacos, those are something kids would like. Those are really easy to make, quick and simple, like you said, just some tortilla shells, some cabbage. We actually had those the other night with some white fish and a little bit of salsa and chopped up avocado, and you've got a great, really flavorful, healthy meal.
Absolutely. And one of the things that we love to do, because we've got grandchildren, is those are great meals that you can have where you put a bowl of the different types of toppings and different things they can add to the meal. And it, in our house, it always gets some great conversation when they ask, well, you know, Nana, Papa, why did you choose that? What does that taste like? Because it really gets, when again, goes back to they're watching what we're doing. And it's a great way to have a conversation. Even if they don't try it, they're still learning about new foods. And I think that's what it's all about. Because a child, it can take them 10, 12 or more times to actually hear about a food, to see it, to be exposed to it before they even try it. You know, the other day we were doing something in our, and my husband asked our granddaughter if she wanted to try something, and she said, I don't like it. And then, you know, we had the conversation, well, why don't you like it? And it came down to she hadn't had it, but she wasn't familiar with it. So we eventually got her to just try it, just a small taste, and she loved it and wanted more. So it's just really about getting them exposure and having a conversation, and that's how we'll start to eat more. We're going to take another quick break, and when we come back, I want to have you talk just a little bit about the different types of seafood. You mentioned a few there, but I know it's when I go to the store, even when I go to look, you know, for tuna, I got a lot of different choices, and I don't even know where to start. So I'd love to have you talk more about that after break.
Okay.
This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. and let's start the conversation.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Jonelle McCauley, and today we're talking with Laura Alley with Starkist. And before the break, we were talking about the benefits of seafood, and I was shocked at how many people are not getting anywhere near the recommended amount of seafood each week, and especially when it has the healthy omega-3s that we need for heart health and a great source of vitamin D. I'm glad we're having this conversation, Laura, because it's so important to educate people on how to get more fish in their diet. I'd love to have you share just a little bit more about the term seafood. And there's a lot of different types out there. I know even when I go to the store with tuna, there's different types and it's prepared different ways. So where do you start? How can people learn a little bit more about it, and what would you recommend?
Well, I think there are a couple ways. One is, you know, if you're shopping in the canned aisle or the packaged food aisle for seafood, there is a ton of different varieties. So there are a couple types of tuna. There's a light meat tuna, and then there's a white tuna. They're two different varieties of fish, and they taste different. The light tuna is kind of meaty. It's a little bit more like a chicken thigh. And a white tuna, which is albacore, is a little bit, it's firmer and a little more bland, so it's more like eating a chicken breast. And then there are lots of different, within the tuna area, there are lots of different flavors. A lot of companies have started seasoning their adding seasonings to their tuna. There's also salmon in the packaged aisle. So there are cans of salmon and there are pouches of salmon, and those are two other really easy ways of getting some more seafood in by making salmon cakes out of a can of salmon, or just having a pouch of salmon that you can add on top of your salad. You'll find other things like clams and sardines, and I think what I tell people is experiment, try them. If there's a tasting, sometimes there are tastings going on in the grocery store where they're mm-hmm. sampling different products. If you happen to see one that you're not sure about, you haven't heard of it or tried it before, go try it. That's a perfect place to try something you're not familiar with. The second thing I'd tell you to do is, you know, go to the fish counter and talk to the people behind the counter and ask them questions about what is in season, what's fresh, what they like. And if you're looking for something that's mild, ask them what type of fish is really mild flavor and how would I prepare it. They're going to be a great source of information for you because they're professionals. They cook with that fish every day. They taste it. They know what it tastes like, and they know how to prepare it. So they're a great resource in most grocery stores. Mm-hmm. You mentioned variety. You're right. That's one of the benefits of seafood is there's so many different types available for you to try. You can go from a nice, mild, light fish like a tilapia or a flounder. You're not getting a lot of fishy flavor or fishy taste out of those. They're very mild. And they take on different flavors really nicely, like lemon or lime or different tomato juices. Then you have a meatier fish like salmon or a halibut, which is they're a thicker fish. They've got a little more flavor, a little more, I'm not sure how to describe it, meaty texture. So if you're, you know, if you're looking for something that's got a little more oomph, those are great fishes to try. And then you've got shellfish, clams and shrimp and lobster. A lot of those, or crab meat, will come already cooked in a package, in a can or in a pouch. So they're super easy to cook with because they're already cooked. You mm-hmm. can just add them to a salad. You could add them to a dip. If you're making a dip for a party, you could make, I love to make crab cakes. They're one of my favorite foods in the winter, is to make mm-hmm. a nice crab cake dinner. And they're simple to use. So, you know, there is a ton of variety out there. And the best way to learn how to cook it is ask questions at the fish counter. They can give you great preparation tips.
That's a great recommendation. And with talking about all this food, it's, you're actually making me really hungry.
I could go on and on and on.
Yeah, no, I love it because I've actually learned a few things about seafood and the more mild flavors versus I love the way you say it, the more meaty, because then I can get a visual. I love to take pesto and put it on top of tilapia.
Perfect, yeah.
It picks up the flavor. And again, what it does when I do something like that is I can have it with my salad and I don't need potatoes or the carbs that are, you know, things that I should really stay away from. I can have just my fish and mm-hmm. my vegetables. And we also do a lot of baked vegetables, so that's a great complement to fish also. So
yeah.
And our grandkids love it. And it's interesting because our daughter-in-law was not raised around fish, so she's just not a fan. And but it's interesting because our son loves it, so they'll cook it outside, and the grandkids love it. But we talked a little bit about people trying it, but how can you really get people who say it's the smell, is there anything you can do to help get them to try it or get them past that?
You know, one of my favorite things to do is, especially if the smell, you don't want your house to smell, or the smell, you think the smell is really going to bother you, is if you have a grill, go outside. Take that fish, maybe put it in a piece of tin foil, add some vegetables. I will cut up bell peppers and add them on top of the fish in the foil. I might add a sprinkle of lemon juice, maybe some other herbs if I happen to have some fresh thyme or rosemary or something. I will add that to that packet. Wrap it really tightly and stick it on the grill and let it cook that way. Then when you take it off the grill, open it up, and the flavor you're getting the flavor of the herbs and the vegetables, and not so much the flavor of the fish or the smell of the fish. You're really, those vegetables just kind of, like I said, they cook in and they soak in. The fish picks up those flavors. So it's really a nice way to kind of, okay, you're worried about the smell. Here's how you do it. Take it outside, put it on the grill, and do it that way, and you're going to cut down on that fishy smell that you don't want in your house.
Mm-hmm. Well, so and I love, cooking that way because it's really an all-inclusive meal. And what could be simpler? Get some foil, put everything together, take it out, throw it on the grill.
No cleanup.
literally just throw it away when you're done. You know, it's simple. You're eating a healthy meal. And again, it goes back to, you know, families are busy, people are busy. So if you have everything in the house ready to go, then there's no excuse for not being able to make a healthy dinner.
Well, and you know what? I think, again, that's you hit the nail on the head. That's the nice thing about seafood is even for families who are super busy, it cooks so fast. It's so simple to prepare. Something like that will take you 10, 15 minutes and you'll have dinner on the table. So it really is, it's a fast, easy dinner for most families. It really doesn't take long to do it. That's the beauty of seafood.
So what we're saying is there's no excuse for people saying they don't have time. And, you know, I always recommend to people when they're going shopping to make sure that you're buying fresh vegetables in season. And we always keep some of our favorite vegetable combinations in the freezer. So if we happen to be out of something, you can go ahead and put a squash mix or, you know, whatever kind of combination you'd like of frozen vegetables. You can put, you know, in the foil with your fish, and it's really simple and easy to do.
It is, as long as you're prepared, you know, having things like that ready to go. We always keep pouches of tuna, pouches of salmon in the pantry, so, you know, if you're stuck for something to do for dinner, you've got those ready to go, and again, they're already cooked. So another easy tip is you just take a couple different pouches of tuna out and put it over a salad and you've got dinner, or mix it into, you're having company, mix it into your favorite dip. They make great party dips. I've used tuna, like a lemon tuna. I've stuffed tomatoes.
Sounds good.
Take a little lemon tuna, mix it up with some feta cheese and stuff it into a tomato, and you've got a really nice dish that you could serve friends and family.
Oh, that sounds like something that'd be fun if you have people just drop in and you need to put something together.
Yeah. As long as you have it in your pantry, you're ready to go.
Perfect. Well, we're going to go ahead and take our final break. And when we come back, I want to have you share just some more ways and some maybe a few more recipe ideas. And I know you've got some amazing pictures on your website that'll really give people a lot of ideas. So I'm going to have you share more about that, too.
Okay.
This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley, and today we're talking with Laura Alley from Starkist. And before the break, we talked about different types of seafood and how you can learn more. And we started talking about some easy, simple ways to cook and have dinner. So no more excuses about not having any time. And once Laura shares about how to get more information from their website, you're not going to have any lack of ideas and inspiration too. You know, one thing I always love to share with people is my younger son always likes to say, the fewer legs, the better, when he's thinking about eating and food. So, you know, beef or pork have four, chicken two, and fish have none. So the fewer legs, the better when you're making your choices. So this is a perfect conversation to be having. And I love, Laura, that you've been educating people on, you know, different ways they can eat seafood. And actually, I was just looking through your recipes on the website and found a sweet and spicy tuna pasta salad. It looks really good. I might have to try that for dinner.
It is good. It's great. And sweet and spicy is one of my favorite flavors.
Absolutely. You want to give people the website so they can maybe look at it while we're talking about some of these recipes and ideas?
Sure. It's www.starkist.com, and that's starkist.com. And we have, goodness, over 100 recipes on how to different ways to use tuna.
Just to use tuna? Amazing.
Just to use tuna, yeah. So, I know. There's so many. The nice thing about tuna is it's so versatile. It really can replace. You can use it in almost any of your recipes to replace beef or chicken. It works so well in so many different things.
Interesting. I hadn't thought about it that way, but I bet you probably could.
Yeah, you know, you can make a burger out of them. You can, we've mixed tuna into Sloppy Joe mix for kids. They love it that way.
Oh.
We've added it to bruschettas, just add it to some diced tomatoes and onions and cheese, and it's wonderful that way, a nice light summer appetizer. I've used it in different soups. We have a tuna noodle soup instead of a chicken noodle soup, which is really nice in the winter.
Hmm.
So all sorts of things that you can do with tuna, and I would say seafood in general.
I hadn't thought about, that's like so simple. It's like, why didn't I think of that? Just substituting it for other meats when I'm looking at recipes. Interesting.
Sure.
I'll have to think. It'll help me shift the way I look at recipes.
Perfect.
So what are some other tips and ideas that you can give busy families to prepare quick, simple seafood meals?
Well, I think the first thing is think about, try and plan out ahead what you're going to have for the week. I always use that as the first guide. When you're busy, you know, make sure you have a plan and have everything in the house that you're going to need. So like you mentioned, having things in the freezer and having things in the pantry to always have things available to prepare a meal. That's number one. Get prepared ahead. So if there's something you can do the night before, chop up some vegetables and get it all packed up so that you just pull it out when you come home. That's another quick, simple tip. Just, again, it all goes back to being prepared and having everything ready to go. Again, fish is very quick and easy to cook. So look for different recipes that are going to be fast. I'll make a shrimp scampi, and that sounds like it's a really complicated, hard meal to make. But you know what? Shrimp cooks in about 10 minutes in the oven.
Hmm.
Same with most other fishes, unless you've something like a salmon may take a little longer. But those things are fast and easy. So I think as long as you've got your plan, you're organized, you're planned, you have all the ingredients you need, and you've got one or two really good go-to recipes that are fast and easy, you can get a seafood meal on the table in less than a half an hour.
Hmm. Shrimp scampi sounds good. And one of the things I recommend to families when I'm talking to them is get yourself some 3x5 cards. And when you have a recipe that your family loves, write it down, write down the ingredients. And when you're going to the grocery store each week, every other week, however often you go, pick 3 or 4 of those and make sure that you've got the staples for that recipe in the house. So when you don't know what you're going to have, or you're sitting in there thinking, okay, you know, it's dinner time, let's just order out, you can pull that out and you know those are recipes that are easy, they're quick, they're family favorites. And when you do that, it all goes to being prepared. It takes away the excuse of not knowing what to do. Because, you know, if you ask your family, we've been having this discussion, you know, if you ask the question, what do you want for dinner? Most people say, I don't know, what do you want? And you know, you go around the table and have no ideas. But if you can say, okay, go to the recipe box, just pick one out, and we know we've got everything to make those recipes, it makes it so simple. It takes the work out, you're ready, it takes away the excuses, and it can be a great, you know, then when the kids pick it out, they'll eat it because they know it's one of their favorites.
Right. You've made it before. I love having an arsenal of recipes that I can just pull from at any time and I can make it. I also like the idea of, and I used to tell my clients this, is, you know, have your set recipes that you know, you trust, you've made many times before and you know the family loves. But then also, it's easy then to also get into a little bit of a rut.
Mm-hmm.
So make a goal to try one new recipe a week or one new recipe a month. You know, have maybe you subscribe to different magazines, or a lot of those are online now, or you go to company websites like the StarKist.com site and pick out one recipe that you think everybody will like and try it. I used to tell my husband this. He's a little nervous about cooking sometimes. And I say, you know, what's the worst that can happen is we just don't have an excellent tasting meal. We still have food that's good and edible, but maybe we just don't make it again. So trying new things, I think, also helps kind of build up that arsenal of recipes, and it helps expand your family's taste buds and willingness to try new things.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, when I talk to families too, I suggest when they go to the store, pick out a different color vegetable. Maybe make a chart of, if you've got little kids, make a chart of all the colors and say, okay, today we're going to try to find a purple vegetable. I mean, pick a color and then mark it off the chart. Next time, have them pick a different color. And try something new that they haven't tried before. And I would recommend people do that with fish too, because they'll really get some new flavors. And, you know, you don't have to use a lot of it to get started to really try it, but I think people will actually find that they enjoy the flavors. And when you have something that's more flavorful, you actually need less of it to fill you up, because it's really, you're getting more satisfied when you're eating. It does so much for, you know, so much for you, and it's a great healthy way to eat too.
Right, and you get a lot of flavor. You're really enjoying your meal, and yeah, I think it makes a big difference.
Absolutely. You know, we've had a great conversation today, and you shared so much. Can you tell our listeners how they can get more information about seafood, about nutrition that it has, more recipe ideas, or, you know, find out more about you and how you support people?
Sure. There's a lot of information on the StarKist website, www.starkist.com. You'll find information about seafood. You'll find health information about seafood, tons of recipes, and information about our products and new products that we'll be introducing in the fall. So that's a great resource for you. There's another resource called website called aboutseafood.com, and that's www.aboutseafood.com. They also have a lot of recipe ideas and information, health information, nutrition information about fish.
you. And we will have a link to your website on our eatgreatlivewellradio.com website with a link to today's interview. So people will be able to go right there and get to you also. And I really encourage people to go check out all those wonderful pictures and recipe ideas. As we finish our time today, can you give our listeners just one action item that they can implement in the next week to start creating a healthy future for themselves and their family?
I think the best thing I could recommend is, if you're not eating seafood, go grab a pouch of tuna, a pouch of salmon, or a can, and have a tuna salad for lunch. Just put the pouch on top of a salad. That would be one great thing to start doing. If you are eating seafood, try a new type, try a new variety, and just, you know, really focus on getting one more seafood meal in every week.
That's a great recommendation, and I really want to thank you for your time today and for sharing so much great information with us.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure to be with you.
So until next week, remember that even small changes can make a positive difference in your health and your life. Healthy choices you make every day add up over time to create a healthy future for yourself and your family. Be sure to join me each week as we continue the conversation on how to build a healthier relationship with food and with yourself. And again, I invite you to go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com and be part of the conversation. Click on our Facebook link and share your thoughts about today's conversation and share your favorite way to have seafood. Give us some more ideas. Share what you loved about today's conversation. Thank you again for joining us. Take care and have a great and healthy week. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to Eat Great, Live Well Radio, your trusted source for the information you need to take control of your health and your life. Each week at this time, we bring you straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the foods you love. Join us next Thursday and every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on the EWN Radio Network. To get a replay of this week's show, listen to past shows, or contact Janelle, go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com. Have a great week, and remember, you can choose to eat great and live well.